Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Miss Maureen Sullivan's going to tell us all about her play, what she wrote. Good afternoon, Maureen.
Hello, good afternoon, Maggie. Hello, Kelvin.
We last saw you when we went down to Bembridge Theatre.
Yep.
And that was much before Christmas, wasn't it?
Mikado.
Oh, Mikado. Yes. I was in that. Yes.
Yes.
That was with Gasp. And this is with Adlib.
Right.
Adlib Theatre Company.
So it's not Shakespeare.
So it is. Well, this is the thing. Adlib has got a very long track record of doing comedies, light-hearted shows.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we then sort of took over and did lots of Shakespeare. So that's what it's been known for recently.
Right.
But if you remember, back in 2021, and again, we're back at Bembridge this time, I wrote a play about Shakespeare, a sort of a panto-style comedy play about Shakespeare called Bard in the Hand.
Right.
Yes, I
believe you came to see it.
Yes, we did, yes.
And so did lots of people. Bembridge Village Hall was absolutely full. Brilliant.
Which is what you need.
And so somebody said to me, will you do a sequel? So I wrote a sequel, and we were sort of thinking possibly of putting that on. And then lots of people said, I want to be in it, but I haven't got time because I've got lots of other stuff. So could you write something else that I could have a small role in with lots of small roles? So I got out the old laptop and started writing again. And I sort of, it started out with, obviously, I enjoy Shakespeare. So Shakespeare actually is in it.
Himself?
The ghost of Shakespeare, you see.
Right.
Because the other thing that I do is some ghost walks with the Isle of Wight Ghost Experience, Mark Tuckey.
Oh, yes.
And so that sort of got me interested in the history of the island, which I'm interested in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about if the ghostly inhabitants of the island past and gone could wander around today, what would they think about? What would they be interested in?
Okay.
Right.
And we've got so many people that we know were here, like Queen Victoria, George Carey at Carisbrook Castle, he of Carey's Mansion, Charles I, of course, and various other people. Mm-hmm. So I've got lots and lots of characters to put in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've chosen to believe that Shakespeare came here as well. That's my choice.
There is a Shakespeare memorial, isn't there?
A Shakespeare memorial, and there's also some circumstantial evidence because George Carey was the Lord Chamberlain and was Shakespeare's patron and, of course, was the governor of the Isle of Wight and lived at Carisbrook.
Oh, that's close enough.
And the second governor of the Isle of Wight, or rather the governor of the Isle of Wight after George Carey, was the Earl of Southampton, who we also know was very friendly with Shakespeare.
So there's no reason why he wouldn't have been.
So I just sort of get the impression they may have said to Shakespeare and his mates, come over and do some plays for us.
Absolutely.
So I've assumed. So it just got me thinking about what might happen. And so the bones of the play is that Karen is a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
And she leads ghost walks.
Yeah.
But unlike the Isle of Wight Ghost Experience, I have to say, she pretends that she can actually see the ghosts.
Okay.
And she pretends that she can hear what they're saying. And of course, she tells all her public, some of whom are gullible enough to believe her and others are not, what they're saying.
Right.
But what she doesn't realise is that she is being watched by some actual ghosts who think the fact that she's pretending to talk to Victoria when actually George Carey is standing over there is hilarious. And then they come across Bernard, who innocently comes on one of the ghost walks and sees the ghost of Charles I.
Right.
Not realising he is a ghost, but realises, or at least Charles realises, you can see me. Oh, this could be quite interesting. And so Bernard is very quickly recruited by Queen Victoria because she wants a death day party at Northwood House.
As you would.
a death day party. Why not?
Yes.
Shakespeare is very upset that everybody in school reads his plays without going to see them. And he wants Bernard to reorganise the national curriculum for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas George Carey, and if you've been to Carisbrook Castle, you know George Carey's mansion is basically just a few stones. He wants his house rebuilt, please. And
good, yeah.
Bernard. So all these ghosts suddenly appear asking Bernard to do things for him.
Right.
And he's a little bit overwhelmed. But
don't we tell have us a whole lot.
Lovely moments like Charles Dickens doing a reading for Queen Victoria. But of course, he can't manipulate the pages. So he tells the story of Great Expectations in 10 minutes, which is a relief for everybody. Until Bernard comes along, and of course he can turn the pages for him, so everyone gets very bored very quickly. And there's a bit of a standoff between Dickens and Shakespeare and John Keats, who we also know was over here, about who's most popular. So there's lots and lots of
that
comic.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds fabulous,
lots of fun.
Doesn't it? We've got our tickets.
You've
We're
got
coming.
Your tickets. Yes. I'm rather glad that you have. But we will be performing at Northwood House, mm-hmm. which, of course, the Prince Regent was there, and he appears as well, mm-hmm. and Queen Victoria, on the 30th and 31st of January.
Yep.
And that's at 7:30 in the evening. And then we're moving across to Bembridge Village Hall for the Saturday evening and the Sunday matinee. So that's the 1st and 2nd of February.
Yep.
Saturday again at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30.
We have ours for Sunday at 2:30.
Which is a lovely Sunday afternoon out.
Yep.
And so if you want some tickets, Northwood House is selling for us via their website. So you just go to Northwood House's website. And we're selling the Bembridge Village Hall one through Ticket Source. So again, if you go on to Ticket Source, not Ticketmaster, Ticket Source, and put in Ad Lib Theatre or Ghost Hunting, you should find it. Or you can ring me up and say, please, could I reserve some tickets? And you can ring me on 0774 773 8338. So that's 0774 773 8338. And come and have some laughter.
Just go through those dates again for us, please, Maureen.
Sorry?
Just go through the dates again.
The dates again, at Northwood House, it's the 30th and 31st of January. That's a Thursday and Friday. And Bembridge is the 1st and 2nd of February, with the 2nd being the matinee.
Yeah.
And January is one of those months that seems, after Christmas and New Year, to be about 3 years long.
Yes.
So
I was saying to Lucia, there's 76 days in January.
Absolutely. Yeah. So why not give yourself something to look forward to at the end of January?
Yes, so who's in it?
Who's in it? Again, I'm just so lucky that I've got such a fabulous cast. Andrew Jenner, who played Shakespeare before when we did Bard in the Hand, is going to be Shakespeare again.
Right.
We've got Libby, who again has done lots and lots with Gasp and Ad Lib and so on, is one of the best comedians I've ever come across. She's Queen Victoria.
Right.
Simon Lynch, who again is one of our staple.
we just saw him as a baddie.
He is a baddie, because he said to me, he said, I don't want to be a pantomime baddie, I want to be a proper sinister baddie. Can you write me a baddie? And I'm thinking, in the middle of this fun, who's going to be the baddie? So we decided we will have a witch finder.
Right.
And so we have poor Temperance, the Puritan witch who was burnt at the stake in her life, is now being pursued by Hopkins the Witchfinder in his second life. And he's under the impression that he didn't go straight to heaven when he died. He's in purgatory because he didn't kill enough witches.
Okay.
And of course, everyone has to try and persuade him that killing witches is not a good thing to do, especially when they're already dead.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of sort of serious history in amongst the fun and laughter.
Yeah.
So, we've got Simon, and we've got lots and lots of the people who people will have seen in the Ad Lib Shakespeare.
Oh, that's good.
Shakespeare shows, all having great fun.
Good.
Now, just a quick question. What accent does Shakespeare have?
In our version, he's actually almost sort of London. He's almost got a London accent. But, of course, there is some speculation that, as my husband points out, he came from the Midlands, he would have had a Brummie accent.
Oh, I did wonder. I have heard him played as a Birmingham or a Midlands accent.
Yes, yeah. I do love, I don't know if you've seen Upstart Crow, the television series with David Mitchell. And although David Mitchell has a London accent in it as Shakespeare, his family have all got Brummie accents, which I think is a lovely thing. So yes, we haven't used the Brummie accent in this one, but maybe in the future.
We'll see how it goes. Well, yeah, that's excellent. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Sounding very good.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
We tend to make a Sunday afternoon, but we go out to a local hostelry and have a proper lunch.
A nice big Sunday lunch.
Then we go and sit down in the theatre and be entertained for a couple of hours.
And of course, the nice thing is, if you, and I know you have, but if you haven't got a car, and Bembridge can be a bit difficult to get through, get to from in the evenings, of course, a matinee performance means there's still the chance to come and you can easily get the bus back home afterwards. Yeah.
And you'd be amazed how popular the matinee version is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a lovely space. Well, Northwood House is a lovely space.
Oh, it is, yes.
Adlib have used the ballroom because we had to do Taming of the Shrew there last summer because the weather was against us.
Yes, we saw it.
So we know that, you know, the ballroom is a lovely space to perform in, and so is Bembridge Show.
Good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to go well. And one of the nice things about our local theatre is we recognise a lot of the people in it.
Absolutely, yes. They keep popping up all over the place.
Oh, he did a voiceover for us. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And it's amazing because having been involved in local theatre in various different guises for a while now, every time I do a show, I end up working with some people that I've worked with for ages and really, really enjoy working with. Some people I've done one or two shows and said, come back and do this one because they're so good. And one or two who are new to us. And we've even got, with this show, one or two people who are new to us but are fabulous actors.
That's good.
So, yeah. Well,
thank you for coming in, Maureen.
Thank you.
And we wish you luck with it. So we shall see you on the Sunday.
I look forward to it. We will be there.
Well, waiting to be entertained.
Oh, I was going to say, waiting to laugh. Absolutely, there'll be plenty to laugh at.
Good.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.